There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. Stan Bowman met the media after the NHL trade deadline passed this afternoon.
The sheriff's agent said that you he talked and you said that he would not be traded. Was he ever any play at any point? And I know you don't want to forecast too far into the summer, but is he a guy that might be on the block if it comes down to it with the salary cap?
No, I mean, Sharpie's a huge part of this, and he has been for many years. And
the question was about Patrick Sharp and the possibility of being traded before the trade deadline passed, and GM said no, he was not in play for the trade deadline for the Blackhawks.
Except when he was talking about the discussions they had about him.
I guess.
So he mentioned that this didn't come up in any of the discussions. Well, what discussions?
Right, because he was not in play.
Right,
The Blackhawks did acquire Andrew Desjardins from San Jose in exchange for Ben Smith. The Hawks host Carolina tonight at 7:30 at the United Center. An MRI today confirmed an ulnar ligament sprain and small bone impaction injury to Butler's left elbow. That's Jimmy Butler to you, people. He will be out 3 to 6 weeks. Taj Gibson left the UC in a walking boot yesterday. His sprained left ankle is expected to sideline him for at least another week. The Bulls host Washington tomorrow. Could be an ugly one. Big story out of Duke University, as reported by the Chronicle, the daily student newspaper, of sexual assault involving former basketball player Rashid Suleiman. The report shows Coach K and other high-ranking administrators were aware of the allegations for nearly a year before Suleiman was removed from the team. His dismissal came on January 29th. Suleiman is still a Duke student and remains in good academic standing. The baseball world is remembering Minnie Minoso today. The former White Sox player and team ambassador died over the weekend of pulmonary disease. He was 89. Now, the organization, if you don't recall, did retire his number 9 jersey back in 1983, exactly. Chris Sale will be sidelined from any baseball activities for 3 weeks due to an avulsion fracture in his right foot. The White Sox season opener is on Monday, April 6th in Kansas City. You can hear the White Sox first exhibition game on Wednesday right here on The Score as the Sox take on the Dodgers. First pitch is at 2:05. And it was franchise tag day in the NFL. The Cowboys tagged Dez Bryant, as did the Broncos with Demaryius Thomas. The Lions will not franchise Ndamukong Suh. Also testing the free agent market will be wide receivers Randall Cobb and Jeremy Maclin, as well as safety Devin McCourty. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Join Jay Zawoski and a special Blackhawks guest at Timothy O'Toole's in Chicago Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series.
Is it automatic that shouldn't it be Andrew Desjardins? If it was going to be Ben Smith, it should be the guy who replaced him. That's part of the job, man.
We'd get to know him.
I think he should get all three new Blackhawks players.
A special Blackhawks guest. It would have been Ben Smith, right?
I could have just read it as Ben Smith, right?
You could have, but he's traded.
Because all it says is join Jay Zawoski and special guest Ben Smith. It doesn't say he's a member of the Blackhawks.
But he's not going to be there now.
He could. You don't know what his schedule is Wednesday night.
He knows the way to San Jose.
And if you're looking for good wings, Timothy O'Toole's is the place to find them, I'll tell you that. You can also stop by there at Timothy O'Toole's Meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. It's also brought to you by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Talking about where Ndamukong Suh might end
yes.
up.
Yes.
The most likely landing spots in no particular order.
Okay.
The Raiders, the Lions, the Bears. Then the Jags, the Colts, and the Dolphins. The Bears know exactly how dominant Sue can be. They have a lot of cap room and a huge need at defensive tackle. They also have a brand new coach and general manager combo that could be ready to make a big splash. There they are on the first short list we see. Your Chicago Bears. He'd be fun. You can't block him. You need two guys and more to try to block him wherever you want to lie.
It's good with me. That works for me, dude.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh, wait. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for that.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Al is in Elmhurst, and he's on the score.
Yeah, Mr. Boars and Bernsey. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Terry, you're from my generation. I'm in my mid-70s. I know you're not that old, but
yes,
you're around that. The money involved in these so-called student-athletes, and in particular the sports of football and basketball, they generate so much. The money, I mean, you got March Madness coming up right now. And look at the,
What's the point?
Well, the point is corruption. Money corrupts.
All right, give me a specific point.
It's the guy at Duke. It's the guy all over the map.
Okay.
I am of your generation. I am of your mind.
Here's a good idea. Have a point.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boars and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 506, the guy aged me 10 years. I'm not of his generation. I'm not of his damn generation.
Well, let him.
That's
it.
A dumb generation. I'm not that dumb, am I?
Wasn't that the greatest generation?
73? No.
No?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. The greatest generation's older.
He born, we'll say he born 1940. This ain't about 1940. That's about right, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't think that's no. That does
no,
not
the greatest
qualify
generation
there,
was fighting in the 40s, right?
Right. That does not qualify. Right. He belongs to the. Well, I don't know. He's not a baby boomer if it's 40 either. What is he?
Correct. He's in between.
He's caught in between. See, no, that's why.
He's not a boomer.
He's also caught in between having a thought.
Well, maybe
even though
not
we're
even
of
that.
The same generation. No, we're not.
Grabbing phone calls on the Boars and Bernstein show with a lot out there, 312-644-6767. This text from the 919 says, this is Chip in Raleigh, and a host on a radio station here says his sources at Duke say that at the program they feel they did nothing wrong and that they followed protocol and had no Title IX violation to report. Okay, well, that's a report from somebody claiming to have sources within the program, which I do not at this point and have not made any calls from people who would be in the know, because I think the school, if they are following the letter of the law, would have to be very careful in that. But when you have the knowledge of separate alleged sexual assaults, you've got a 10-month gap between the time you find out and the time he's finally done enough to be kicked off the program.
Yeah.
Then why off the program? What happened other than he lost his privilege and playing Duke basketball is just a privilege. Oh, good. Tom at Elk Grove Village, you're on the score.
Sick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering if Tibbs or when Tibbs goes, who would you guys like to see in there as the Bulls coach? And would you ever bring Scottie Pippen in to coach?
No.
No,
drink,
huh?
Maybe. Yeah. No, I'd bring him in to drink.
Yes, if somebody needed to sit in the front row and
drink,
I'm all for that.
Bringing in Scotty.
If that's a job.
Yep.
Yeah. So who would you like to see in there, though? I mean, well, who's our pickings from?
Well, you've got assistants on benches, and they're based on reputations that
the league knows far better than we do. And I could give you a list of the quote-unquote hot assistants, but Fred Hoiberg's name has been front and center. And then somebody brought this up earlier today. Watch Mike Krzyzewski has to run away from scandal at Duke and ends up coaching the Bulls.
I would take the mayor. I would have a long talk with Fred Hoiberg and see if he was interested. I don't know what he wants to do with his life, but I would certainly, he would be at top of the list. He'd be at top of the list. I think that he obviously can coach and obviously understands the NBA. So that would be the top of my list. The mayor.
And still not knowing if he would be a successful replacement.
I wouldn't know that at all. No. Absolutely not. I would not know that.
Who's sitting next to Pop now? Who's his right hand? Because Budenholzer seems to have been...
Seems to organize the Hawks into a little something, hasn't he? Without really...
Pretty successful in making them Spurs East.
Matter again.
But just the what they look like when they do it and how they do it. And I know they don't really have much
height
and strength. Right.
They're 47-12, though, and they don't rebound.
Well, a lot of shots go in.
Well, they don't need to rebound. Yeah, I guess I could look at the San Antonio bench, but I'd take Fred Hoiberg. There's your answer.
You could say that. I like Fred. I mean, Fred's just a really good dude. And a smart guy and a fun guy. And I think he's a solid prospect, but I don't know who the next great assistant is. And I also think
I don't either. Well, who does know?
I also think that you've got, before you make that hire, organizationally, you've got to have a bit of a reckoning here. You got to figure out what you, before you even think about what kind of coach you want.
Yeah.
You got to figure out very honestly where you are in your, are you expecting a championship next year? You got Pau Gasol. I mean, are you redlining this thing to try to win a title right now? Are you in your window? That you, before you even set off down that road and say, what kind of coach do I want? You got to also figure out what your relationship is with use of advanced NBA metrics and whether or not you're going to bring in somebody who you want to embrace that, because Paxson's kind of dragged his feet on some of that stuff. And they've got a guy who does it. Foreman, half and half, but the Bulls are not fully committed, as other teams are, to the use of all the data that's available to them.
Okay.
There are other teams, so there's some organizational, philosophical...
Inherent problems.
They don't have to be.
I don't know that that's a problem. Look, who knows what the Bulls' window is? I don't know what the Bulls' window is. I know it should be open. Now it's not open anymore. I'm going to hire the best damn coach. I don't care what my situation is. If I think this is the best damn coach, I'm hiring him if he's interested. And I don't know that he is. But, there's nobody I can think of, somebody sitting on a bench or somebody that embraces this or embraces that. That would be my first shot at him. 100%.
But you got to decide what your marching orders are for whoever it is. And you got to figure out where you are and what you're going to be and what you think Derrick Rose is and what you're going to do with the last couple of years of that deal. Like, you got big stuff going on with the Bulls right now. Let's face it. Whether they're the fourth seed or the fifth seed this year, we're getting too involved in the micro here. If you're already into Thibodeau's probably moving on, you got to have your strategic planning session. You got to sit down and really confront your near-term, medium-term, and long-term future.
You can confront it, but I think it's very difficult to have this path exactly what you think. I don't think there's anything wrong with hiring a great coach. I just don't see what's wrong with it, no matter where you're at.
Correct. I don't think there's a great coach to hire, though. I wish there was a guy that I said, oh, yeah, absolutely, no question. I mean, we can say that Hoiberg would be a good fit just because of it kind of looks like it is, but
I think he's pretty damn good. I've watched his team play. I think he's pretty damn good. So I don't need guesswork with and who knows with this team. They never stay healthy for 5 damn minutes. How am I going to plot a course for a team that's never in one piece? What course am I going to plot? Now Jimmy Buckets is gone for 3 to 6 weeks, for the love of God. What do you do now?
Yeah, he's lucky he's not having Tommy John surgery.
I mean, I can't chart a course for this team. What I can do is I can go out and I can find a guy I think is a really good coach. That's what I can do. And get in here and discuss. Find this out when you sit down and talk with him. If you don't like him, then you don't like him. Then move on. Move on to the assistants. I'm sure there's always hot assistants. Everybody likes a hot assistant. Okay. That's fine if you want to do that. But there's no given here. And I have no idea where they're at. How can I chart a course for a team that's not?
I can't. Well, you
I can't chart a window. I don't know where your window is.
Well, then your
window closed on your head.
I think that's probably true also. But I think that part of that honest evaluation has to inform your coaching hire. It's not like Joe Maddon's available for the Cubs. I mean, that's different. That guy's not out there. You don't have some rainmaker absolute, oh yeah, grab that guy. It's not like John Fox for the Bears. I don't know who that guy is in the NBA right now. Or you have a guy who's in between jobs who you just can't wait.
Do some research.
Yeah, but you know the names are.
Yeah, but I find it.
Yeah, but not a guy who's automatic. I mean, those guys.
Well, nobody's automatic.
Joe Maddon. I'm talking about John Fox. Joe Maddon. No. These guys, fire your guy to hire him kind of guys. There's nobody like that right now. You can say, yeah, okay, he sounds good. Oh, yeah, all right, he's okay.
Look, it's not that difficult. I mean, I can find a guy that can coach a basketball team and listen to what you want done. It's not that tough. And yeah, okay, so that guy's not available. He's very seldom available in the NBA. It's not the way the NBA works.
No, teams keep trying. They're like you say, the turnover is higher than people care to think it is.
Look, the Celtics went out of their way to hire Brad Stevens. Couldn't wait to get Brad Stevens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was considered visionary.
I watch his teams. I don't consider it visionary.
The results are not. At this point, I know that he's got a long leash, that he's got an opportunity over time.
I'm happy he's got a long leash.
Remodel their roster to get it how they want it. But sometimes you wait and you wait and you wait and it just doesn't happen because the guy can't do the job. In Aurora, Tom is on the score.
Hi, guys. Thanks for getting. Just put it on here. You guys talking about the Bulls and watching what they've been doing over the last couple of days, or say last couple of games, when it was going well for them. And it seemed like when they had Jimmy Butler and that guy Snell on the court, it reminded me of like a very poor man's like Michael and Scotty. But kind of brings it to the question of moving forward.
What?
Oh, Lord. Snell and Butler are a poor man's Michael and Scotty. You realize you're talking about the greatest player who ever lived and another Hall of Famer who was at the height of his powers, the best defensive player in the league.
No.
In terms of what they could do.
Oh, no. No, Snell, Tom, we're going to send you to the basketball reeducation facility.
Okay, yeah. So and if you just will not get out. Butler you, more like a Scotty style player
stop,
than do you think?
No. Stop. You're talking about two of the best players who've ever lived. Just stop. You need
to Snell is.
You've got to stop.
Yeah, you're making us. I don't feel good now.
Of a skill set and a style
stop,
of game.
Stop.
Talking
about.
Stop.
No, that's
stop. His skill set's
the moment anything in your brain that a single neuron tells you to pick up a phone and compare Butler and Snell to Jordan and Pippen, that's the time to check yourself into rehab immediately. Yeah.
Have you thought about that at all?
Here's the question: who should run the offense in 2016? Or 2015.
Who should run the offense? Yeah,
that's enough.
Snelly Butler, Jordan Pippen. Wow. I need me a new TV. Wax that thing bad. I don't see that. I must be missing it. Here's what you want to do. Do yourself a favor. Quit watching basketball.
Thank you.
Because obviously at this point in your life, it's gotten you nowhere. I mean, if you dare invoke that in a phone call about the Bulls, that Jordan and Pippen are kind of poor men. Here's the poor man. It's Jordan and Pippen. Real poor. Like
homeless?
That's the guy outside poor. Of Bockwinkles. Yeah.
Nice guy, but I don't want his basketball team. Catch my drift.
It's the guy in the Michigan Avenue Bridge. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, he's always out there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, now, see, here's the problem I have with that guy.
Okay.
It's his sign. His sign is homeless,
mm-hmm.
please help.
Homeless, please
no,
help.
No, yeah. No.
And the horse that rode in on
his
that.
Sign is not homeless, please help. It's,
yeah, you guys, he's got a, yeah.
It's home. Underneath the word home is the word less.
Yeah.
Homeless, please help. Well, if you're, then go home.
The chances are his education is not up to snuff.
You're saying I'm supposed to help him because he's homeless. You know, people who are homeless are people who are working more. So are people saying, look, I'd love to get home. I've been at the office all night. Please help. I'm homeless, so please help. No, not home with Les Grobstein. I'm saying I understand.
Well, that's where he lives. He actually goes home with Les Grobstein.
Get the sign right. I understand if you're homeless and you're asking for help.
And he also sits there with a sheet over his head. Yes. It could be Les Grobstein. For all I know, I never lifted this sheet.
Yeah, I'm not.
I never lifted up. Say, hey, is that you, Les? I'm
not giving you money for being homeless.
Yeah.
Then you probably should be at home.
But he stopped me one day and thought they were Jordan and Pippen too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underneath, he just stuck to me.
Is he a clay person?
Yeah. Well, he had this thing over his head, and okay, I got it. Anyway, Tom, quit watching basketball. Find something else. I don't know what it is, but please do yourself a favor. Find it.
Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Blackhawks coverage on the Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. So, James Harden, without Dwight Howard, takes down LeBron James without Kyrie Irving. What are the two things we learned, or maybe three things we learned, from Houston beating the Cavs in a midseason game at the start of March? Well, here they go. One, Houston obviously thinks they've won a championship when they only won a regular season home game. Secondly, Kevin Love still doesn't seem to fit in with what LeBron James is trying to do, despite the fact the rest of the Cavs have kind of figured it out. And the last thing is, while all stars have flaws, LeBron James is unique because he's the only superstar I can remember who can seemingly do anything he wants on the basketball floor, but his mind gets in the way and he loses confidence in his jump shot. Does that mean he stinks or he lacks the clutch gene? No, that's dumb talk. But it is his flaw. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
When it comes to their kids' kibble, pet parents want variety. That's why PetSmart has a wide selection of wet and dry foods backed by our unbeatable price guarantee. Come in today to save up to $3 on brands you know and love, like Iams, Purina One, Pedigree, and Meow Mix. Plus, stock up on Fancy Feast for only 52 cents a can, and Friskies for only 45 cents a can when you buy 48 or more. We have great deals, so you're prepared to handle the huge adventures and appetites pethood brings. PetSmart, partners in pethood. Offers valid through April 5th, 2015 on select items with your Pet Perks membership.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent and get $100 off on your first visit.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Napa Know-How!
Napa Racing, awesome. Hats, awesome. Free stuff, awesome. Now combine those things. Boom! Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you were going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/15.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes Too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Winning great prizes. Brought to you by Sam Adams.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the nature of the league. You know, no one's going to feel sorry for us. Just got to get out there. We got to get it done.
How bad is his elbow?
Well, he's, you know, they're saying 3 to 6 weeks. So, but it'll be, you know, when he feels he's ready to go. It's our reality. We got more than enough to get it done.
There it is. Does that mean my guy is no longer like a statue?
He's a statue.
They don't even have to bring him out. They could just leave him in the, you know, kind of put a cardboard cutout of him. He just gets as much playing time.
Yeah, it's a rough year for your guy, Dougie. Dougie.
Yeah, he got a minute or something the other night, didn't he? He got a minute.
All right,
didn't he?
That's appeared the in any, start of things.
He had nothing.
Dougie
nothing,
can't get nothing. No burn. And
how about now?
And Kirk Heinrich passed away, and they didn't tell him, and Regina Rice is following him around.
Yeah, Regina Rice.
It's
yeah.
not good. I mean,
first, you got to take care of Minnie first.
Well, you had Mr. Cub, and then yeah. you had Minnie Minoso, yeah. and unfortunately,
Mr. Cub, Mr. Sox.
I think Kirk Heinrich is next, because that's how yeah. it looks.
Well, if you see her around, she'll be had the orange glasses on. I think? To follow him around. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe Kansas colors. But I'm gonna. Have you seen Nude Next? She always has different glasses.
Yep.
And I mean like the giant glasses.
I know.
I mean, you could pour a drink on one. I just want to know that at some point, Tom, you're going to look down the bench and you're going to see this forlorn figure right at the end where he always is. He's forlorn. He's and look, the magnificent beard is not going to pop for 28 every night.
Maybe he will. Maybe this is the coming out party.
No, he will not. They will guard him and that will be it.
Montenegrin sharpshooter.
No,
off he goes.
No.
At least he's stopped with the ridiculous, meaningless pump faking. You know, it used to be every single time he would catch pump fake. There's nobody on you. Pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. And now he's just shooting. That's a big change.
Yeah. He was very aggressive yesterday and kept him in a game. They had no business being in because who would have thought that in the fourth quarter of a game with the Clippers, he'd be the only one who scored?
Only one who looked like he wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't want to take a shot. You give it to him, though. He'll take a shot.
The 847 says Regina Rice has valued the Kirk Heinrich estate at $1.60.
Oh, I bet that's not true.
No. We checked. He's made like $40 million.
Yes, he has.
Like that, right? Yes, Mike in Orland Hills, you're on the score. Hey, Mike.
He has.
What's going on, boys?
What's happening, Mike?
You called us.
Yeah, you called us. We didn't call you that I can think of.
The first point, one of you needs to go get your oil changed because you haven't been in there for a while, and Ken misses you. Excuse me.
This joke is so stupid it killed him.
It did kill him.
Second point.
Yep. Did you have something awful wrong with you?
I don't think the problem is Tibbs.
Consumption be done about it.
I don't think the problem is Tibbs.
Yeah.
I think the problem is higher up. I think the problem is with Paxton.
What problem?
With the way the team is being run and the way that stuff is going.
What stuff and what specifically did Paxton do?
Well, everybody's beating up on Tibbs. He's just trying to run his team, and he's trying to coach his team. And he's trying
everybody's beating up on the management.
Who's beating up on Thibodeau?
Yeah, we're not beating up on him.
For what exactly are you blaming?
That's what I've been hearing on the score for the last two months.
Just if you have something specific to address, please address it.
He's being too hard on him for practice and this and that. And then the physical fitness people, they're being too hard on him. Well, we got to sit him.
This isn't going anywhere good.
Well, so much for the oil change.
What was that?
I think I know, but I'm not sure. I know. That's not... I damn near killed him. Everything's fine. I believe I got tuberculosis. I don't think I can.
Holiday.
I've got the measles and the polio.
I have two guns.
One Uncleberry.
I also have
for each of you.
I'm also in a position now where I wear a polio shirt.
Was that Brendan? No, we would have known.
Wait a minute. We got to stop.
Sorry.
It's Maddie. Lee Malone's our guy. We love
That's
Maddie.
All right. We can skip it. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. I have this delicious treat here I want to eat.
Yeah, Lawrence is
tasty,
yeah.
Maddie.
You know what? He's usurping Maddie. My position as the sweets
no,
guy.
No, it's really good. He gave me like two little pieces, and I already ate the one, and I just want to eat. I don't want to do this now.
Oh, it's good.
It's good.
Boy, that's got a late kick to it.
I thought I'm Mr. Girl Scout cookies. I'm delivering. I'm giving everybody their cookies.
I gave them away. Did you give them my people
anymore.
The cookies?
And here comes Lawrence with his cookies and cream bars.
Treats. No, it was an Oreo Rice Krispie treat.
That's what it is. Oh, it's tasty.
Yeah,
oh, man. It's got a late thing with the Oreos in it.
It is delicious.
You chew it for a while, and then all of a sudden, you're overwhelmed with Oreos. And I want to be overwhelmed
with
Oreos.
Not to mention when the hash oil kicks in about 40 minutes.
That'd be all right,
too.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic.
I would love some of that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I already got the license.
Hey, you guys want to hear from Tom Thibodeau?
Sure.
Of course.
Just wanted for Jimmy. Jimmy
Colin, stop talking.
You don't want to see anyone get hurt.
Talking right over the guy's comments. No one can hear what he's saying.
You know, this team, we got a terrific team. We have terrific guys.
Terrific guys. They love each other.
They care about each other.
Care about
each other. They also understand they have a job to do.
Yep.
Scratch
out some
wins. We got to hold the fort. Find a way to scratch some wins out.
There you go, coach.
And go from there.
Let's go.
That's Tibbs.
You just talked over him for the entire time, by the way.
Fine. An MRI today confirmed an ulnar ligament sprain and small bone and action injury to Jimmy Butler's left elbow. He's going to be out 3 to 6 weeks. Taj Gibson left the UC in a walking boot yesterday. His sprained left ankle is expected to sideline him for at least another week. The Bulls host Washington tomorrow. Predictions on the game, fellas?
No. No, I have none. Although I will say this, that when he's right, Taj Gibson reminds me of Carl Malone.
The Blackhawks did acquire Andrew DeJarjan from the San Jose.
DeJarjan?
I know, I couldn't even get it out.
Andrew DeJarjan.
I got this Rice Krispie treat, you know, whoa, going on,
man,
here.
That's
and
good.
I got, you know, I'm that's laughing good with Terry.
Eating,
dude. I got the cough.
Yeah, I'm coughing too.
Andrew DeJarjan, and he comes from San Jose. And San Jose.
Blackhawks news. Patrick Sharp has been
tweeted. San Jose. My father. Have you met my father, Sam,
man.
Jose?
Holy crap.
I knew it.
I almost said holy.
I know you did. Be careful.
Does that mean of the garden?
Buddy.
Shouldn't it be Andrew Desjardins?
Desjardins.
Isn't that the way it should be?
Yes.
Anywho.
I think so.
Would that mean?
Yeah, okay. They sent Ben Smith to San Jose. The Hawks host Carolina tonight at the UC. That's a 7:30 game.
Zawoski followed him.
Big start at Duke University. You guys heard all about it all afternoon. You can read about it online. The baseball world is remembering Minnie Minoso today. Former White Sox player, team ambassador, died over the weekend of pulmonary disease. He was 89. The organization retired his number 9 jersey back in 1983. Exactly. Chris Sale's out for about 3 weeks. Got a bulging fracture in his right foot. Here are the White Sox first exhibition game on Wednesday. Right,
when do we get the story about how Chris Sale actually hurt his foot?
Yeah,
I think he dropped a jar of pickles on it.
No, he was probably like hunting lions or something. You know, it's something he's
hunting Brett lions.
Well, that's not hard. Set a cheeseburger out under a box with a stick on it.
Wow. Oh, he just let the arrow go right in Brett's backside.
Well, there's a history of the cheeseburger reference. Anybody who knows the history.
I know the reference.
Anyway, I want to leave, so I'm going to go.
Devin Hester,
70 to score, the Bud Light, Indy 2 Tavern. Until Friday at Caliendo's in Winfield from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win tickets to a sporting event brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Is there anything all right over there? All right.
I'm sorry, I've got TB.
Diddlers.
You are TB.
Oh, never mind, man.
You're OGB.
Yeah, see what's happened? You see what you've done to me?
OGB. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station.
Hey,
670 good. The score, 670thescore.com. Yeah, I call Terry OGB. If you know what those initials mean, tweet at Dan_Bernstein with your answers.
No.
Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, he does. He does. And now Brendan's doing it too. Baldy's doing that. Of all the ungodly people, he's doing that.
When Baldy coughs, it sounds like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's dying. A normal cough.
Yeah.
Like if you're his parent, you have to spend your entire life
check.
My God, are you okay?
I'd have to check the paperwork.
Wait, have you met his parents? They don't care.
I have not. No. They don't care?
No, you think, you know, his dad definitely doesn't care about that.
Well, he's too busy buying everybody drinks,
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Okay, I'd like to meet his dad. I think
you would. Someday, you guys would really hit it off.
Someday we probably will.
Because his dad is like the full-blown Irishman, right?
Yeah,
that's what I want to be.
When B-Mac wanders around the hallways doing the Irish guy impression, he's doing his dad,
okay,
so to speak.
Well, I've heard him do both parts. I've heard him do his mom and dad arguing from room to room because his mom is left-leaning. No, his mom is right-leaning and his father is left-leaning.
His mom's like a everything truther.
But she's generally left of center. No, she's right of center. The father's left of center.
You couldn't be more confused. You sound like a caller.
And he does. Hey, I got this idea about Tony Snell being Brendan McCaffrey's dad. But he does an impersonation of them arguing with each other, where one's watching MSNBC, the other is watching Fox News, and then they scream at each other while the same stories are on.
Now, that one we have not heard.
Oh, that's it. Yo, and your Fox News.
He's saving the big bits for the big shooters.
The big comedy bits.
Oh, it's great.
And he's going. Is there a date for the wedding?
Yeah,
but they're getting married in
October, I believe.
But not here, though.
No,
and I'm not going.
Who says you're invited?
I'm not.
Oh, that's why you're not going.
That's why I'm not going. That's ample good, reason,
good
right
reason.
There. Are you invited? No.
Wait a second. B-Mac's parents aren't married.
Huh?
You said ask about their wedding date.
Oh, B-Mac's wedding date.
B-Mac's wedding.
Oh,
date.
I thought they had like another Chris Ranji situation going on.
His parents
were never married. He's a bastard child.
Well, still is. That we know.
So he's a bastard, yeah.
Wow.
Also, B-Mac's parents are married.
But not to each other.
Did you close it out, Eddie? I guess you did. Rudy says, yeah.
Did you close it up? Did you close it up 5 minutes ago?
He says that Nikola Mirotic constant pump fake looked like me playing my nephew at a video game where I don't know how to work the controls. That's what annoyed me about Thibs after Sunday's game. I'm not saying Mirotic is great, but he's a nice alternate scoring option to have on a team when everyone isn't dead, and still Thibs was forced to play him. So if Dougie McBeckham comes in and starts bawling, I'm going to be really pissed. I'm fine launching Thibodeau when this season ends.
Well, I mean, you still got the Pippen thing going for you. The Jordan thing is gone, but you got the Pippen thing going for you in Snell.
There you go. Arlington Heights and Neil, he's on the score.
Hey, guys. Just had a question, man. I understand the criticism of Thibodeau, but I'm kind of wondering if there is a shelf life on Garpax as well. Paxton hasn't really been making, and he's made some great decisions, some bad ones, and I'm just kind of wondering if Tibbs falls.
Well, there was a shelf life to John Paxton recently when he stepped up to executive VP and Gar Forman was installed as general manager.
But is he not involved in the decision making?
He is involved, but Gar Forman's running the team.
Yep.
And how long has Gar been involved with this?
Well, go over his credentials again, for him.
How long has he been with the team, I guess, is my question. I'm sorry.
A long time.
He was NBA Executive of the Year in 2011.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay. I know exactly what you're looking for. What are you looking for here?
Well, my question is this. Obviously we know about Van Gundy criticism with Paxton.
He's ridiculous.
He's an idiot.
I'm with you guys, too, with that. I'm just wondering, how many coaches do we have to go through before we eventually turn to management and maybe take a look?
Well, I see. I'm turning around on them. All right, thanks for the call. Go ahead, answer that question. How many coaches do you have to go through, Dr. Coach?
I know that the Bulls are not of a mind to do anything with the current management structure. That's a fact.
Okay, there's your answer. And so they can go through as many as they want to. If they decided that Tom is not the answer, then so be it.
At this point, I have heard nothing to suggest that there's dissatisfaction from ownership with upper management. That's something I would know. So it would surprise me greatly.
I feel like it's something I would know.
I think you would. We're going to say your favorite words in show business in just a moment. Boris and Bernstein will transition with Lawrence on the score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
We've all heard the Patrick Sharp rumors, and I'm glad that he has addressed those rumors. If a quarter of what you've heard is true, it's horrific.
Sure.
The rumors are horrible.
Yeah.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
New home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
I remember back when, and he was something, and now he's a woman.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Jack.
Hello, friend.
He owed what his home was worth, $240,000, and he called to refinance his 8.9% mortgage. Jack wasn't eligible for HARP 2.0, so David explained he'd have to pay down his mortgage to 95% of his home's value to refinance. Jack was cash poor, but he had $300,000 in his 401k he could borrow against to pay down his mortgage and save over $500 a month. David was ready to roll, but Jack refused to borrow from his 401k. Instead of being happy and saving $6,000 a year, Jack will continue to be miserable in his 8.9% mortgage. If you can borrow against your 401k to pay down your mortgage so you can refinance and be happy, call David at 312-896-2111. Because Score listeners know happiness is speaking to David about your mortgage. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David is honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. So call him now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com and follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629, NMLS number 13663.
When it comes to their kids' kibble, pet parents want variety. That's why PetSmart has a wide selection of wet and dry foods backed by our unbeatable price guarantee.
Come in today to save up to $3 on brands you know and love, like Iams, Purina One, Pedigree, and Meow Mix. Plus, stock up on Fancy Feast for only 52 cents a can and Friskies for only 45 cents a can when you buy 48 or more. We have great deals, so you're prepared to handle the huge adventures and appetites Pethood brings. PetSmart, partners in Pethood. Offers valid through April 5th, 2015 on select items with your Pet Perks membership.
Napa Know How!
Napa Racing, awesome. Hats, awesome. Free stuff, awesome. Now combine those things. Boom! Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you were going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/15.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, ends 3/14 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words in show business.
What ho!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Oh, Lawrence.
How you doing, my friend?
Dan out there doing his crack dealer bit.
No, it's weird. This is so foreign to me. I never, ever, ever carry cash. I just don't use cash.
Oh, she had change coming?
Yeah, I gave her dollar back.
Explain why you have dollar. Cash.
Because I'm collecting the Girl Scout cookie money. A lot of times people pay that this day is on the same day they sign up. For whatever reason this year, people are paying in arrears, and I'm just...
There's no better way, I'm told.
Somebody's going to roll me on the way home, probably.
Yeah,
that's why. No.
Well, we'll roll you right here if you want it.
But I feel like a... I feel like a beer vendor.
Well, yeah, you're like Rosner in the 80s.
Beer? Beer man, who's ready? Hey, who's ready, beer man?
There's a lot of sweets on that table.
That Oriole thing had a late kick to it that was just terrific.
More left.
Oh, God, no. You'd kill me right where I'm at. I haven't eaten dinner, and that would be a bad thing because we're going out to dinner. So it'd be like if I'm saying, Lawrence Brothers did and I ate it, and I'm not hungry.
Lindsay Carr, who used to work here in our promotions department, she asked me to do a favor. There was a student who wanted to do an interview. I was like, yeah. I was like, bring me some cookies. Ha, ha, ha. So she brought me the cookies that she knows that I like, which are... They have white chocolate, Ritz crackers, and peanut butter. They're non-baked cookies, and they're unbelievable. Oh. So she brought me that, and she's like, well, I'm experimenting with some stuff. I'm like, okay. She's like, so I'm going to bring you something. And I thought it was going to be just like a cookie, like one other cookie for me to try. So you bring this tray of Oreo Rice Krispie treats. That's what you had.
Lawrence, I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
It's a late one, and then you go, oh, man, I got to go finish that bitch.
Well, here's,
but I didn't.
Here's the thing, though. I can't eat all of that, so no, you guys nobody, are no. going to have to eat the rest of it. No. And that's how this is going to work. No. I'm going to take my tray of cookies, Bernstein with his damn Girl Scout cookies. Now I've got those that I've got to figure out what to do with.
You don't think I've got a pantry full of them?
You sold a lot here, though.
Oh, I know.
A ton.
I know, but she buys stuff for the house, and then you can't eat less than a sleeve at a time.
Well, they made the cookies smaller, too. So now it's really like easy to go through a sleeve of the Thin Mints. Like it's like, man.
Yeah, I bought them for people here. I hope they get their cookies.
Yeah, Ronnie got a whole stack of them. Yeah.
I got them for Ronnie and Andy, was it? I can't remember.
And if I were to be a beer vendor, I wouldn't be Rosner.
Why not?
Because he's not my
same size.
My guy's the
black dude over at U.S. Cellular with the guns.
He's everywhere. He does a bunch of different.
No, you're right. I've seen him at Bulls and Blackhawks too.
I've been seeing him since I was a little kid.
Really? Because you're not young.
No, I'm telling you, he has to be in his 60s.
There's no way that guy is in his 60s.
And I'm told, actually, he's also an accomplished, like, an opera singer or something that he's... You know, he used to look like... When he was younger, he looked like Dave Winfield.
Well, I mean, you can tell that the guy's in tremendous shape even now.
I'm telling you,
There's no way he's in his 60s.
I don't know his name.
What are you, 45?
Yeah. And I've been seeing him there since forever. Maybe since I was in high school.
Okay, well then he's a little bit older than you. Maybe he's 55.
No, I will bet you. I don't know his name, but he's a veteran vendor.
He looks like he played offensive line somewhere.
Well, but he was always in unbelievable shape. I mean, his hair has thinned over the years, but I would bet he's at least 60.
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Because you were sitting in the stands.
Terry, if you saw him, you would know.
I probably remember him. Yeah, I'm not in the stands enough, Lawrence. I can't. I have to stay away.
He's a Chicago vending institution.
And any White Sox fan knows exactly who we're talking about. Because that dude, like, you see him, you're just like, man, put that guy on the field somewhere.
I don't go places. I don't leave the house anymore. But that's not what you're going to talk about, the fact that I don't leave the house.
Yeah, I just got back from Arizona.
Spent a few days
out there. I actually wrote about it on 670thescore.com. If you're looking for a little user's guide to Sloan Park and Camelback Ranch, I offered some tips on that. We're going to talk a lot of Bulls tonight. And what in the world do they do now? You're going to hear from Tibbs. Tibbs still with the, we still have enough to win. Well, if that's really the case, then that's how he should be judged.
All right, so a lot of answers on our vendor here. His name is either William or Billy. And
it can be both.
The 773 says he's been doing the circuit since 1980.
Jeez.
So that's right. So I would have been 11.
But he could have been 18. You know what I mean?
Right, like that's true.
He could have started
Could have been selling beer at 18.
Could have been 21. So... Mid 50s. Right,
21 and 80.
57, yeah. Right? Is it?
Here's my generation.
What?
All right.
So we'll do that. Up. We're going to talk with Sam Fells about the Blackhawks leading into the game tonight. We'll discuss that. All sorts of stuff around the Blackhawks. We'll discuss that.
Some odd decisions by some people to say some things that you don't really need to say because all you're doing is making people ask more questions and continuing a story. That goes for teams. And that goes for members of the media.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm gonna talk about Manny Minoso with Bruce Miles of the Daily Herald and talk about Ernie Banks because he got a really good idea what to do with that cup that they do. So all sorts of stuff on the and a little UFC talk, a little Ronda Rousey talk tonight.
Thanks to crack production chef Joe Dredge.
Mm-hmm. We'll hear from Derek Rose, and we'll get a lot of more answers, you know, literally from the horse's mouth.
It's Rock Prince America now. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
Yeah. We can't ever find him. Derek, he's like an intern.
Derek Rose is literally a horse, and you got somebody else passing away.
And no, Tannehill's dead every day. We can't bring him back. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Sexy. We will do it all again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming away. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Leonard Nimoy. The following tale of alien encounters is true, and by true, I mean false. It's all lies, but they're entertaining lies, and in the end, isn't that the real truth? The answer is no.
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah!
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call WeSpeak Insurance now, and instead of searching through